Lamed Aleph. Let us start from the memory of Rabbi Yosef. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Menoa Aminola. Rabbi Yosef had said a shtik teire that if a city is in a matzev, that it is a sakona to live in the city, so it loses the teire's ear. And each one is meine the trum from Beisai. Omar Rabbi Yosef v'no aminolo desan yehite Rebbe shi b'nei geder yordim l'chamsom. We have in the Perish Chai on page 133 that Geder and Chamsom were two cities, and they were both on a steep slope. Yitze Rebbe Shebnei Geder Yerdim L'Chamson, that the Bnei Geder were permitted to go to Chamson, Ve'im Bnei Chamson Oilin L'Geder. My time alav Mishum Dahani Ovedaka Vahani Le Ovedaka. So Rashi learned shot that the Bnei Geder had a wall around it, so it was safe to live in the city. So all the Bnei Geder were permitted to go into Chamson, because it was, Chamson was muvla completely in the tchum of Geder, and that is the first circle on the picture, the bottom circle. And the Bnei Chamson were not allowed to go to Geder, because it did not have a halach of a city, since it was there was a sakona to live there, b'iset tashmishte, so memeila. That's Pshat and Rebbe. That's how Rabbi Yosef learned Pshat and Rebbe. So now, then we learned yesterday, Rabbi Dinim said that Rebbe was speaking about another Inyan in Gansen. Now we'll go to Rav Safra. Rav Safra Omar, Ir Hoasuye Kekeshes Havoy. That the Hitter Rebbe Shibnei Geder Yerdim L'Chamsam V'Bnei Chamsam Oilon L'Geder, it's a different Indian in Gansan. Ir Asuye Kekeshes Havoy, let us see Rashi. Chamsam was a Ir Asuye Kekeshes. Let us look at picture 130. Ubein Beiz Roisheho Yoiser Midalad Alofim. The two Roshaya Keshes were more than 4,000 Amis spread apart. Damrinen Bereish Pirkin. So we had learned in the beginning of the Perik as follows. That if the Shnei Roshim, there is less than 4,000 Amis, so you have lost Chumim between the two Roshaya Keshes, so it is considered one big ear. So one is permitted, those who are Yoshev, by the Keshes, they're permitted, we consider that it's one big ear from the Yeser to the Keshes, and Memele, the Yoshvei HaKeshes are permitted to start counting their Tchum from the Yeser. The Yeser is Oisal. That is, if it is less than 4,000 Amis. If it is more than 4,000 Amis, so then the Yoshvei HaKeshes have to start counting their Trum from the Keshes. It's a Rashi Yazai. Ir Asuyi Kekeshes Avoy Chamson. Chamson was the Ir Asuyi Kekeshes. Ubein Beiz Roisheho Yoser Midalad Alofim. There was more than 4,000 Amis between the two Roshei HaKeshes. Damrinim Bereish Pirkin. So since there's more than 4,000 Amis, so they cannot count their Trum from the Yeser, they count their Trum from the Keshes. Moidin lo min HaKeshes. Kol Echod mi Pesach Beisoy. So Rashi says, what is the Taich min HaKeshes? Kol Echod mi Pesach Beisoy. From Pesach Beisoy. This is a little difficult to understand, Kol Echad mi Pesach Beisoy, because looking at the Keshes alone, there are a few houses over there, so L'chayre, in that Oymek alone, with the bottom one, it should be considered one ear al Kaponim with the top one in the Keshes. Why is each one mi Pesach Beisoy? That's a little difficult to understand. Al-Koponim, you cannot count from the Yeser. The Yeser Shelo, Litzad Geder. the Yeser was facing Geder. Hilkach. Yodim b'nei Geder l'chamson. The b'nei Geder can go to Chamson. Sherei moidedin l'geder michoy moso. You can measure from Geder from the Chaymes. Rashi all of a sudden tells us that there was a Chaymes surrounding Geder. The whole Chamson muvlas betchumo. So we'll look at the first line and in the picture on the left. So we see that from the Chaima of Geder, it is 2,000 Amis till the end of Chamson. So the whole Chamson is muvla in the tchum of Geder. Yeah. Ubnei Chamson, Hayoishvin Bekeshes, but the Bnei Chamson Hayoishvin Bekeshes, Moididin Lohen Mina Keshes, and they're counting from the Keshes. Kolo Tchumon, so their Tchum ends, Beroisheho shall gather by the Rosh of Geder, Vein Yecholim Likonis Lo, and they cannot enter Geder. So, looking at the picture, so that means if you'd cheshbon from the Yeser, then they would be permitted to go into Geder. Then Geder would be muvla in the Alpayim Amis. But since you don't measure from the Yeser, you measure from the Keshes. So the Keshes, from the Keshes together is 2,000 Amis, so they can't get in together. Masha Enkein, Legabi Geder, the Bnei HaGeder are permitted to go into Chamson, because the whole Chamson is muvla in the Trum of Geder. So that is Pshat and Rebbe. So Rebbe said, Hitte Rebbe Shubnei Geder Yerden L'Chamson, Veim Nei Chamson Oilen L'Geder. Now let us see Tosfos. V'oid Hitte Rebbe. Rabbi Nishmu Loigoras V'oid. But yes, we don't have the Girsa either. Dahai V'oid Amilsa Delel Meneikoi. V'ochi Yise B'tasefte De Mechilten. Maise B'roye Zokein. Shabolif Nerebi, Vamalai Zohar Hayisi, Shahoyu B'nei Migdal Yerdin Lachamson, Adachotza Chitzoino Hasmucha Legeshe, Voit. So, the first part of the Tosefta is speaking about a Maise of the Tchum of Migdal, how far the Tchum of Migdal goes. It goes till Achotza Chitzoino Smucha Legeshe, Voit. Vahoda Koma, Shehit Rebi, Shi B'nei Geder, should go into Negeda Yerdem Lechamson, and then Lechamson not Yered Legeda. Yeah, so Memela the Va'oid is going on a previous Maisa. Miu Yesh Tesefta Shekosov Bo Bosor Eidusei Deroye Hit a Rebbe Sheyei Beim, after he said the Seidus, Hit a Rebbe Sheyei Beim Igdol Yerdem Lechamson Adachotzach Yitzaynes Mukhali Hir. That's one thing. And so not, by us it says, it just says the Eidus, and then it says, it just says, Zohar Yisi Shoye B'nei Migdol Yodim L'chamsa D'chotz R'soyin Esmuch L'Gesher, and then it says that he was Mater B'nei Geder. So then we say the void goes on before. But in another Baraisa, it says he was Mater B'nei Migdol, and then Hita Rabbi Shibnei Migdol Yodim Lachamsa Chatzach Risaynes Mukhaliyah Nechahashte the Goras Vaoid Hita Rabbi Shibnei Geder. So it's two different atayrim that Bnei Geder allowed to go into the whole Chamsa. Even the Ayri, the Mayri Leelba Masha Hita Rabbi Lebnei Migdol Piyadusi Sharoye Samemel Pas the Void. The Beper Shrach Kosa Vaoid Zois Hita Rabbi. Ir ha'asuyo kekeshes ha'voy. Perish bekontres. Chamson ubein shnei reisheho yoyser midalad alofen. The omar la'el, between hastes is more than dalad alofen between the two roshei ha'keshes. The omar la'el lo moided in lo min ha'keshes. Then you're not moided min ha'yeser, you're moided min ha'keshes. The kolo tchumon shel b'nei akeshes. The tchum of the b'nei akeshes ended b'roish shel geder, by the beginning of geder. Vein yechel b'konis bo, so the b'nei chamson cannot get in together. Avo b'nei geder yerdim l'chamson, the moidedin l'geder michay moson, v'chol chamson muvlas b'tchumeyem. The whole Chamson is Muvlas B'tchumeim. U'peirushoi Tamua. So Taisva says, Rashi's Pshat is very shver. D'i b'nei hakeshes Muvloim B'tchumon shall gather. If the b'nei hakeshes are Muvlon the tchum of gather, im kein gam heim b'torim lalais l'gather. So they're also permitted to go on together. ואם בבני ראשי הקשס קומה דם אבלוים בתחום גדר, הקאטי קולייך דשורי להני, שורי להני, בני ראשי הקשס ובני גדר בואים מזה לזה, ואיסה שבאמצע הקשס, בני גדר תבאיו אוסרו בעדודי. So Taisvis asks, ממה נפשך? Taisvis asks, how is it possible that one should be in the תחום of the other, and the other shouldn't be in its תחום? So if you'll say, so if the keshes was nivla in the tchum of the bnei geder, so mamela, why can't the anshei chamson go together? And if the gemara means that the keshes was not in the tchum, the imbi bnei roshi hakeshes koma, that we will say that only the roshi hakeshes was in the tchum of geder. ואם בבני ראש הקשס קום אדם מבלוים בתחום גדר, עקתי כל איכת דשורי להני, שורי להני, דבני ראש הקשס, בני גדר בואים מזה לזה. ואויסון שבאמצע הקשס, בני גדר תבאי אוסרי בעדודי. If we'll say that the אמצע הקשס is חוץ לתחום. Now let us see the marshal. The marshal brings down a teretz on Rashi from the Tais Vishans. Then we'll have to understand what Taisus is asking. Let us look at some the Dafei Amarshot Yud Aleph Amud Beis. B'Tais V'Shans U'Moiri Miyashiv Peirish Rashi. That the Tais V'Shans brings down that he was Miyashiv Peirish Rashi. The Bnei Chamson Asu Yekekeshes. The Bnei Chamson is Asuya Kekeshes. Ubeinehem Elef. Ubenei, between the Geder, between Geder and, between Geder and Chamson, this Elef. Ubenei Chamson Hadorim Beemtza HaKeshes, Yeshlem Adayeser Gamkein Elef. So what is he saying? He's saying that, looking at the picture in 130, that means from Geder to Yeser there's Aleph, and from the Yeser to the end of the Keshes is another Aleph. That's the 2,000 that we have in the picture. Nimtze shekolso midoson betchila sa'ir, that the mide, looking at the picture that we have, so the Mida, let us look at the Bnei Chamson. The Mida ends B'tchila Seir. That means that there are 2,000 Amis end by the beginning of Geder. They can't go further. You can only go to where the Mida ends. So the Mida ends in the beginning of Geder. So they can only go to the beginning of Geder. Yeah. Ve'ein lahem kol ha'ir, but they can't go in the whole ear of Geder because their tchum ends by the beginning of Geder. U'bnei Geder moidedin min ha'choyma. The bnei Geder, they start measuring their 2,000 ames from the choyma. Ve'kolso midoson b'soif chamson. And their mida ends by the end of chamson. The Yesh Lahem, Kol Ha'ir. So they have the whole ear. And that is Vemis in the picture. the Bnei Geder, their Trum ends at the end of Chamsin, so they can go to the whole Chamsin. Masha Enkein, the Bnei Chamsin, their Trum ends by the beginning of Geder. So that is Pshat and Rashi. What is the problem? The Chazainish explains what Tosfos held and what the Marshal answered. The Chazainish says as follows. Tosfos learned, She'ein b'nei chamson oilin klal legeder. Tosfos understood, and that's the Loshon of Rebbe, that the b'nei chamson means the whole ear, is not oile together. L'peirish Rashi, according to Rashi, the problem is follows. Kol b'nei tzloi shel chamson oilin legeder harbe. That means the whole problem was, Hastis, that the bottom of the b'nei chamson, that's a problem. Let's see, they're exactly 2,000 amis away from geder. But the tzlois, the sides of chamson, so they were less than 2,000 amis. So that means till the bottom, they could go in together. The sides could go in together. Vim geder ha'isoktano, and lo yitzuye geder was a small city, ha'ilchen kol ha'ir. Vigam ha'bayish, she'bimerkes ha'keshe, she'shlam l'konis l'geder, kifi meshech beiso. That means everyone can go in together. That means that Philo, we will say that the Tchum, this 2,000 Amis, so this 2,000 Amis seems from the end, the whole Chamson is in the Tchum of Geder. So if the end, let us say that this round ball at the end of the 2,000, the line of 2,000 from Geder to Chamson, this round ball is in the back of the last house. But Al Kaponim, the front of that house is can go a little bit in together. So this goes into the Choyme, but the front of that house, there's less than 2,000 Amis, so everyone can go in together. The sides can go in a lot. The bottom house can go in a little. But the Bnei Geder can go into Chamsin also. Achei shekol beisa muvla toich alpayim michayim is gedef. The whole bayis is muvla, so this last house also can go something in together. So they all can go in together. And here it says, Rebbe said that the Bnei Geder can go into Chamsin, and the Bnei Chamsin cannot go in together. And that's not true. Miyu zukta chazaynish, yesh loima, the Einachanami. That's true. The gam b'nei chamsin oilin legeder. They also oilin legeder. Elo de b'nei geder. Kol b'nei ha'ir yordim lechamsin. The difference between geder and chamsin is as follows. The b'nei geder means everyone who lives in geder, even those who live on the top of geder, yordim lechamsin. Bein hadorim letzat chamson, say those who live towards chamson, ubein orechoikim, the whole ear, meiroishoyatsoifoy, vohochen kol ha'ir, and they, so that's cool that the b'nei geder can go into chamson. Avo b'nei chamson ein hoilchin kol geder, the b'nei chamson can't go into the whole geder. Elo mitzas geder. Shekulon kolsom idoson besoichayir, that all of them was kolsom idoson besoichayir, side its lois inside the bottom. So that is pshat v'zeu kavonas ha-marshal. That's what the Chazanish says, this is the kavon of the marshal. That's what Rashi means to say, that the loshen of Rashi is take a bissel shver. The loshen of Rashi says it can't even get in. Vein yechaylum likonislo. If is not true, because the sides can zichy get in, and the bottom house can also get in a little bit. So the mashal means to say, but in comparing how much the b'nei geder, the whole geder can go into the whole chamson, and the whole chamson can only be nichnas, the mixes in together, so that's called already that, that the Bnei Chamsun can get together and the Bnei Gedder can get the Chamsun. That's what the Marshal wanted for Emfer. Avtuv Yehama wanted to be Ma'oire, Efsher Noch Anekude, could be that Toisvis had a Taina and Rashi, and could be in this Nekude they go Lishi Tosa. We had learned before, and Taisvis Tafnun Heyamet Beis, Taisvis Tafnun Heyamet Beis says as follows, the top Taisvis. Taisvis says over there, if the Yeser is more than 4,000 Amis, so that is true that the Bnei Akeshes cannot cheshben from the Yeser. But Al Koponim, looking in this Keshes, since it's getting closer and closer the side, so when you'll come closer to the Keshes, you have a smaller Yeser. So from that Yeser, the Bnei Akeshes could go. So Lamaise, it could be that was also Nichlal in Taisvis Kashe. That means that, the Bnei Akeshes, you don't have to, first of all, the Bnei Akeshes also have an Oivi. The bottom one is in the Trum. So the whole area is much closer. And then not only do you have to mention measure with the top one, you can measure with the Deva Yeser also. So they got much closer. So if the bottom, if the bottom bias is Teich Alpayim Amo, so many of, in taking in consideration that you have a smaller Yeser for the Bnei Akeshes also, so they can ganz fine get in together. So it could be that was Nichlal and Taisvis Kash. V'nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananu. So therefore, Taisvis says a different shot than Rashi. Let us look in the Perish Chai on page 134. The Bnei Chananu learned as follows. The Geder ir hasuye kekeshes havoi. Geder was a ir hasuye kekeshes. V'loi hoyo bein roisheo arbo alofim. Now, Geder did not have Bein Roshe Arbo Alofim, so Memele, the Ir Geder, whoever lived in the Geder, started measuring from the Yeser to go to Chamsun. Umoided in law min ha-Yeser. So from Geder, they were moided min ha-Yeser. Lefikach boim le-Chamsun. So therefore, from the Yeser to Chamsun, was 2,000 Amos, so the whole Chamsun was Nivla, the whole Chamsun was Nivla in the Trum of Geder, measuring from the Yeser. And that is the line on the right going from the Yeser till the end of Chamsun. Avo b'nei Chamsun, einon yecholim lalois legeder le'emtza hakeshes. They couldn't get to the Emtza Keshes. Why? Because if you'll start measuring, let us measure from Chamsun, let us look at the line on the left. You'll start measuring from the end of Chamsun to, you have 2,000 Amis. So what happens? They went through the Yeser, and where are they? They're no man's land now. They cannot get they ended up in the hollow of the Keshes. That's to where they can go. That's the end of their Tchum. So Memele, they can get to the Emtza HaKeshes. So the ending of the ear is further up. They can get to the Emtza HaKeshes. Avnei Chamsun Yecholim Lalois Legeder LaEmtza HaKeshes. Ve'efshir. So that's what we're speaking about. Ve'efshir Sha'af Abol to the sides of the Keshes, to the Roshaya Keshes, could be they could get to. Why? Because Taisva said that the distance between the two Roshaya Keshes was less than 4,000 Amis. So it's less than 4,000 Amis, so Lamaise, if you'll draw a line 2,000 Amis from Chamsun, that is the line to the left. The draw a line 2,000 Amis, one going vertically and one going horizontally, and you'll make a ribua, Salkoponim, the Bnei Chamson should be able to go into the Roshei Akesh, to the Roshei Akeshes of Gedo. That Alpich Eshbin could be. That means that, so to the Roshei Akeshes they could go. So that, what Rebbe said, that the Bnei Chamson cannot go together, that means that the Emtza Akeshes. But the part of Gedo, they could go to the Roshei Akeshes, but the Gemara is speaking about the Emtza Akeshes. To the Emtza Akeshes they can't go because their Tchum ends in the middle of nowhere. So into the Roshei Akeshes they can go, but they cannot go to the Emtza Akeshes. That's how Taisus wants to say. Then Taisus wants to say Nochmer. Sha'af mi chamso le Roshei Akeshes shol Gedo, so that Taisus wants to say, so this was a pshtashtikul doichik, that the Bnei Chamson can't get together means to the Emtza Akeshes. They can get together, the Chalik of Gedder they can get to. So it means the Emtza Akeshes. Now Taisus wants to say, Efshel, so let us look at picture 132. Could be that Chamson was diamond shaped. So since Chamson was diamond shaped, so even though, so afilu, you're going to make a ribua of Chamson, 2,000 ames on all sides. But since it was diamond shaped, so memele, it could be that you won't reach, since you're going ba'alachsen, so you won't reach from Chamson afilu the Roshei Akeshes. So that means, so wherever they can go, they won't be able to get in together. So that is pshat. That is the second mahalach in Taisvis. So it's good the loshna gemara that the Bnei Chamson were not able at all to get in together. That's the Bnei Chananel's pshat. This was Rav Safra's Mahalach to say Pshat and Rebbe. Rav Dimi Bachinin Neoma, easier Pshat. Anshe Ir Gdoile Va Anshe Ir Ktane Havoi. Zot Rashi, Geder Ir Gdoile. Geder was an Ir Gdoile. Uksha Oilin, let's look at picture 133. Gedder, there was 1,000 ames between Gedder and Chamson. Gedder was an Ir Gedoyla, so when you went from Chamson to Gedder, you cannot get into the whole Gedder. That's how he learned Pshat. When you went from Gedder to Chamson, so since the Chamson, the Tchum ended beseif Chamson, so that is the din of Dalad ames. So fakert, so they could go through Chamson, and they had 996 ames further to go. So that's the Rashi. Geder ir gdoyle. Och sh'oylem b'nei chamsen le geder. Kol samidoson b'chatzi yo'ir. V'chamson ir k'tano. Och sh'yerdim lo b'nei geder. Kol samidoson p'soif o'ir. V'hochi kamer Rebbe. Shibne Gedder, Yerdin Lechamson, Lieslem, Kulo, Kedalet, Amis. That means Rashi and Akash. I mean, what is Pshat? Both can go. They can go to the whole Chamson, they can go to the half of Gedder. I mean, what's the Loshen is Shver. Vochi Kamer Rebbe, Shibne Gedder, Yerdin Lechamson, what does Yerdin Lechamson means? Lieslem, Kulo, Kedalet, Amis. That's what Rebbe said. Rebbe said that for the Bnei Gedder, the whole Cham, they could use the whole Chamson in the Mokim Dal Damas. Mashlim Elem Es HaShar, Avol Gedder, Oile Levnei Chamson B'midas HaTchum. That means they can't use the Chamson as Dal Damas and count it Chum weiter. No, that's Pshat. So that's Pshat Ein Oilem. This is Oilem in HaTchum. The Bnei Chamson are Oile. It becomes Dalad Amis, and it's and they can be mined the Tchum further. Mashain came by Gedder, the Ir Gedder, since it's an Ir Gedoyl, and it's called HaTchum Be'emtza Ir, so Be'mele, so whatever they go into Gedder is a Chelik of the Tchum. Rav Kahane Masni Hochi. Aces Rav Kahane had specified that Rav Safra said the Teretz of Asuya Kekeshes, and Rav Dimi Bachinine said the Teretz of Yigdailo Nirktane. Rav Tavyumi Masni Hochi. Rav Safra v'Rav Dimi Bachinine Chad Oma Ir Asuya Kekeshes Avoy, Chad Oma Anshi Yigdailo Anshi Yigdailo Avoy. Rav Tavyumi Aces didn't specify who said what. Havkana masni hochi zek rashi meforish behedye, mar omar ho, umar omar ho. Zogte mishne weiter. Anshei ir gedoilo, mahalchen es kol ir ktana. The anshei ir gedoilo is mahalchen es kol ir ktana. Va anshei ir ktana, mahalchen es kol ir gedoilo. Keitza. How does this work? Misha hoyo beir gdoila, venosan es eruvoi beir ktane. Niputi erev beir ktane. Or, he was living beir ktane, venosan es eruvoi beir gdoila. Mahalech es kulo. So the whole ear has a din of daladamets. And a person who's kainish visa with an erev also has daladamis. So mahalach has kula, that's his daladamis. And then v'chutzolo alpayim amma. And afterwards he has alpayim amma. Rabbi Kiva oimer, ein loy elo mimokim eruvoy alpayim amma. Rabbi Kiva holds a gewaldike chumre, that there's a difference between a person who is shoivis be'ir or a person who's nice in eruva be'ir. A person who is shoivis be'ir, so then there is a din of shvuish tachtov, so memele, so then the whole ear is nasa like daladamis. A person is nice in eruva be'ir, then we don't say that the whole ear is like daladamis. And fakert, you start, you moine the tchum from the year. Ein loy elo mimokim eruvoy alpayim. He says, you start counting alpayim from mokim eruvoy. Oma lahen Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva wanted to prove his point. I ate moidemli. Aren't you moide to me? Benoisein eruvoy b'maore. If a person will put his erev in a maore, She'ein loy elo mimokim eruvay alpayim amma. That you don't give him the whole ma'oro. You start counting from the erev alpayim amma. Amru loy, so they told him, we made it to you. Eimasai, bizman she'ein bo diyoyim. If the ma'oro is not a mokim dire, people are not living there, so that is true. Then we don't consider that the whole ma'ore is kedalad amas. Avo yesh ba diyoyrim, but if the ma'ore has diyoyrim, is mahalach es kulo, so then the whole ma'ore has a din of dalad amas. V'chutzolo alpayim amo. Nimtzo kal toicho mi'al gabo. If you put the Erev in the Ma'ore, so the whole Ma'ore has a din of Dalet. And then your Moine Alpayim from the end of the Ma'ore. But if you put Al Gabo, so you start counting, there is no Erev on top, so you start counting from where you put the Erev. Ule Moideid Sha'omru Noisnin Alpayim Amo, Shafilo Saif Midosai Kola Bima'ora. You stop there. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi is Kol Ir Ktano Levad Midas Trumim. That means besides the Trum, you give the Kol Ir Ktano, that's his Daladamis, and then you give the Trum. That's the Tzvah of the Chacham. Nimtza Kal Toicha Mishum Diyoyrin Miyal Gaba She'en Sham Diyoyrin. Ve'ilu nos noy al gabo loy hoyu loy el alpayim imokim eruvoy. But now you give him the whole mor gets a din of dal. Ulamoy de cha'amru. אף על פי שחלוקים חכמים על רבי עקיבא בנויסן עירובי בעיר, איבן דוד החכמים על חירקה בקיבא בנויסן עירובי בעיר לא אימא, שכל העיר לא כארבע מויס, מוידן הם, בת המוידה, בבו מאיר החרס, but what happens? It's when does the עיר have a din of דלת אמס, if they put the עירב in the עיר, so then the whole עיר becomes a דלת אמס. But the מוידן הם, בבו מאיר החרס, if a person was שייבס ניר החרס, אוי מימוקים שביסוס, אוי, וכל סומידוס, אוי של אפיים פסיס בעיניניס, אפילו במאור שיש בו דיירם, and the hezapayim amma ended in the middle of the ma'ore. So there they say, she'ni nichnas la'olon mi midas eiklum. There he doesn't go further. Wherever the midah ends, that's where it ends. You don't say that the whole ma'ore has a loche of dalad al dalad. He's the whole din of dalad al dalad is only if noisen erubay b'soichay. But if he was shayv someplace else and kolam midas b'emtza ma'ore, so there moide that there's no yichus of a ma'ore, and wherever it's kolah hatchum, that's till there he's allowed to go. Zok the gemara vayta. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Shavas bi'ir chareivo. If a person, now the Mishnah was speaking about a person was noisen a ruvoy. That he was kind of shvisa to an erev. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, shavas bi'ir chareivo. What if he was shavas bi'ir chareivo l'rabonon? Mahalach eskulo. V'chutzolo alpa yimama. And we'll see in Rashi, let us see Rashi. Be'ir chaveiro, chareivo midiyereo. No one is living, a ghost town. Avo mechitzoiseo kayom yisovivlo. And he was shoiviv in this ghost town. L'rabonon mahalach eskulo, do shovas ba'avir mechitzos. Now, look at Rashi, by shoivis there's no machloikes Rabbi Kiva in the Chachamim. For who adin l'Rabbi Kiva? That the ear is adin of dalad al dalad. V'ho adin nokat rabonon, v'os rata davang da rabonon, mishum haminich eruvoi, v'boi lemisne chilek bein chareivo liyesheivo, v'l'Rabbi Kiva, afilo v'yesheivo, ein lo mimokim eruvoi, ela alpai. So nachmo, omar avido mishmu, shov as bi'ir chareivim, if a person was shayvis in the ir chaveira l'rabon, avu adin l'rabbi kive, mahalach eskula. So the whole ir has a loche of dalad al dalad, v'chutz alo apayim amma. Hey, niyach es eiru voy bir chareivo. But if you'll put the eirib there, ein loy mimokim eiru voy el apayim amma. He only has apayim amma. So, eistis. That's poshut like the Mishnah, the Chachomim tainet to Rabbi Kiva, Amor, Sheyesh by the Yoyrim, then we consider that the whole Mokim is his Mokim Dire if he put an Erev there. But if there's no Diyoyrim, some Meile, so then the Moide to Rabbi Kiva, and your Moine, his Trum from the Bimokim Shekola Erev. That is the Mavidah Meshmu. Omer Rabbi Lord, Ella Paimam. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Echot Shovas. Say, if he was Shoivis in the Eir Chareiba, Ve'echot Iniach, or he was Meiniach in the Eir Chareiba, Mahalech Eskulo, so the whole Eir is a din of Dalet al Dalet, Ve'chutzola Paimam. So Rabbi Lezer says, it's according to the Chachomim, that an Ir Chareve, also we reckon that the Ir is a din of Dal. Meisve, in fact, the Gemara Akashe, Omalan Rabbi Kiva, it says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva asked, Amiyatem moidem li benoisin eseruvi bemooro, שאין לו מימוקים מרובי אלא פעים אמו, אמרו לו, יסמטת לך ממנצם ומיידה. אי מוסאי בזמן שאין בו דיירן, when there's no דיירן in the מאורה, then we're מיידה to you, that what? That you start, you mine the תחום from the ערב. But that's what says Klal in the Mishnah. So how could Rabbi Lozor say that an Ir Chareva in Nosan Eruvay Bosa Yemayne Alpayim Amo Michutz Leir? There's no Diyayrim the Chachomim Amayde to Rabbi Kiva. And for the Gemara, my ain ba de yoirim, ain no ra'uya ledire. So they learned a different pshat in the Mishnah. You don't need de yoirim bepoyu, but it should be livable. That means if it's difficult to live there, so then it doesn't have a din of a mokim dire, then it doesn't have a locha of dala dal dal. But if it's possible to live there, that what bepoyu, no one is living there, that is a din of dal dal dal. That is the svore of Rabbi Lozor according to the Chachamim. Zogt Rashi. Heiniach iruvay bi'ir chareiva, d'chiyom ha-rabonim koli ir loike dal adames, b'miyushevis. That's the svore of Yidom Ishmu. K'desnam behegi, ein mesai bizman she'ein bodu yoyrim. Alme b'chareiva moide. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur said that Yemayne from Mimakim Eruve. Oh, Rigasine. Oh, be ain body yoyrim moidin lay. That what? That the Chachomim are moide to Rabbi Kive. So Rabbi Lazar said, not ain body yoyrim, ain eruya le dire. Shenaflu mechitza yisea. Means there's still mechitzas around it, but it's not livable anymore. So memeil, if it's not roya le dire, you have an enclosed area, but it's not roi ledire. So then there's a difference between shvise and nosan eruvoi. If he shavas besoichoi, so then the loch is, it's gedal dal dal. If it's nosan eruvoi besoichoi and it's not roi ledire, so then you mine trumoi from the mokimeret. Toshma. Shavas be'ir. We learned as follows. Shavas be'ir, afilo hi gdoila ki antiyuchya. He was shavas in a tremendous year. Bima'ore, or he was shavas b'ma'ore, afilo hi ki ma'ore sitkiyo melech Yehuda. It was a tremendous ma'ore underneath Yerushalayim. So, here we're speaking about shavas. Mahalach eskulo, v'chutzalo alpayim. Now, this is a davar muskim. You don't need an ear, we'll see in Rashi. You don't need an ear. You don't need, because we had a gemara and after Zvav, we'll see if a person was shavis and a mokim, that's mukif machit, so it's not an ear. So the whole area is kedala dal dalat. So now what it says over here, shavas be'ir, so state gonish kain chedushim, this is a davar muskim. So it would seem that the whole chiddush of the Baraisa is to tell us shavas be'ir. But the chiddush is about hiniach eruvay be'ir, isn't it? Asay? So now let us see. So the Gemara, now what kind of ear are we speaking about? Ktoni ir dumye de ma'ore. Ma ma'ore chareiv. Just like a stam ma'ore or the smor of Tzidkiyah was Tzidkiyah Melch Yehuda was chareiv. Af ir chareiv. Vishavas ein avoloniach loy. So that is the chiddush of the Baraisa. The Baraisa is telling us that what he chapped on Ma'or. Why is he giving us two Misholim? He wants to tell us, Ir dum yid the Ma'or. So we're speaking about a Chareva. He's coming to tell us that an Ir Chareva, you don't have an Ir Chareva, and it was in Yecheruva, you don't have. The whole Ir is not called, it's not considered Kedal Dal Dal. Like the Gemara Moni, Ilaim Rabbi Kive, Ma'ir Yechareive, Afele Yesheva Nami. If it's going according to Rabbi Kive, so why do you need Ma'or? Afele Ir Yesheva, it's also, you start being moided the trum from the air. Elolav Rabbonon. So Kochit's going according to the Rabbonon. V'taime de Shabbos in, and that's what the Brais is telling us. Shabbos, by Chareiva, it's all is kedal dal dal. Avolein yach loy. So it is araye to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul Nakasher Rabbi Lozo. So the Gemara loy taime ir dum yedemoro alaim emoro dum yedir. No punkt vakel. That it's speaking about a yeshiva, ma'ir yeshiva, af ma'or yeshiva. V'Rabbi Kivi, the Omar, ein loy mimoke meruvoy elo alpayim amo. Ein loy elo alpayim amo. But that's what he wants to tell us. It's wants to tell us, u'bishovas moide. Aces Rabbi Kiva is also moide by Shavas. Shavas, that's what Rashi said in the beginning of the sugya. By Shavas, Rabbi Kiva is also moide that it has a din of dalad al dalad. Aber by hiniach eruvoy. So that is even though it's yeshiva, it's still the it's not considered kedalad al dalad, and you're moide from the eret. The Ganyakev explains. So why does it, if everything is yeshiva, so why does he have to say ma'ora? So he wants, so the Ganyakiv says, that he's telling us ma'ora revusa, even though ma'ora is one big room, and it's yeshiva, va'af al pikein, it doesn't have a din of dalad al dalad, legabi, if he niyach eruvay b'soichay. So that's the chiddush of ma'ora. He wants the chiddush is more dumye the ear that even though it's yeshiva afal pikein, if it's hiniach eruvay sham, you made it from the makom eret. Frag the gemara, how could you say ma'ore dumye the ear? Vakem ore sit kiyog toni, ma'ore sit kiyog gedoy lohisa. Vehi sheyotza bot sit kiyog leilach mirushalayim livroich mibnei akazdim kedorsiv biyirmi bativoka ear. Af ir chareve. So the Gemara first learned that ir dum ye de more. That's why it says more. Bar kochach chareve midiyoyren. Chareve means it's not living there. Voloi mechayme. Because if it didn't have a chayme around it, mechayme, lay have a toni mahalach eskula, kiven lay shavas ba'avir mechitzes. By shavas says the holy is kedal damas. Va'av al gav di yesh lochoy mektoni shovas v'loy ktoni hiniyach. Reiniyach nat bay chareid. Moni ho de loy toni hiniyach. That hiniyach does not have the same aloch of shovas. He named Rabbi Kiva de les loy beniyach mahalech es kulo. Amay toni ir dum yedemor olamay medebacharei v'koi afilu yishay v'nami hiniyach l'Rabbi Kiva loy. So Mimele, so Kocher can't be going according to Rabbi Kiva. V'ho lekel amein medod, and nokat chareiva mishim shavas, nokat. Actually, he's going according to Rabbi Kiva. But he wants to tell me that by shavas, even though it's chareiva, you're also, the whole ear is kedal dal. The nokat chareiva mishim shavas, nokat. Let me have a gavdi chareiva, eichet is shavas malach es kulo. So Rashi says that's sicher not. If he wants to tell us a chiddush in Shavas, Hamai ir yeir, you don't even need an ear, a filo tail. You don't even need a mokim that was osil a dile. A filo tail, venika, vikoma, ktsure, vishiboylen, makifis, oisen, omron, bepirken kame, mahalich eskula, any reshus a yachid whatsoever, a filo never was osil a dile. It's also mahalich eskula, vachutzala, pa imam. So for Shavas, you don't need an ear. So the whole chiddush is to tell me heniyach, that heniyach, be'ir chareve, you don't have the whole ear. El, alav rabbonon, shma mino, b'chareve moide. Dar kochach, haide noket chareve, mishum shiyure di shayim leiton aniyach noket lo. The whole reason he lechapt on chareve is for the din of heniyach, not for the din of shavas, because shavas don't even need an ear. So the Gemara says, so it's a kasha and Rabbi Loza. So you see that the Chachamim are moide by an ir chareve, per an ir chareve behiniach, if you don't rechen ke dalet al dalet. So the Gemara said, no, it's speaking about more dum yedir, af more yeshevet. Lashmin on the filohi, according to Rabbi Kiva, Shavas ein, and Yechloik Rabbi Kiva. Frag the Gemara, Voke Ma'ora Sitki Yoktan. How could you say it's speaking about Ma'ore Dum Yedir? It says what kind of a Ma'ore, Ma'ore Sitki Yok. The Ainsham de Yorim, Doshal Melechais, Inami Hashtalas Bo de Yorim, speaking about now. So the Gemara answers that, Kemoras et Kiyo in size, but not Kemoras et Kiyo, that there was Chareiv, and here it is Yeshev. Ma Yehude Ashkechinu Livnei Mavrachte, de Komoisvi Erevayu Bebei Knishte de Bei Aguva. Let us look at page 136, picture 139. Now, Mavrachta was a city, and this Beis HaKnesses, the whole Beis HaKnesses was 2,000 Amis, the whole Beis HaKnesses was in the Tchum of Mavrachta. Now, the Bnei Mavrachta, they put the Erev into the Beis HaKnesses, they put it on the right side of the Beis HaKnesses. We'll see, and Mar Yehuda told them, that they should put it on the left side. What's the difference, the right side and the left side? So according to the Chachomim, there's no difference at all. But according to Rabbi Kiva, afilu amokim dire, you also, if iniche ruvoi, you start counting dalpayim amo from the mokim eire. So memele, if they'll put it in the right side, so you start counting the Alpayim Ame from there, so they're going to lose out. If they'll put it in the left side of the Beis HaKnesses, so then they'll gain the whole area, since everything was in Alpayim Ame, so they'll gain the whole area of the Beis HaKnesses, and they can start counting from there, the Tchum. Nachamu. So let us see the Maisa Nachamu. Ma Yehuda Ashkechinu Levnei Mavrachte De Komois Vi Eruvayu Bebei Knishte De Vei Aguva Om Alohu Say told them Guvu Bebei Tvei. Put it all the way deep into the Beis HaKnesses, the left side of the, all the way to the end of the Beis HaKnesses. Ki Heichi De Lishte Relechu Tvei. So you'll be able to have more of a tchum. The further down it is, so you, from there you start counting the tchum. Amalei rove, palgo, be'erev, yo'achilek and hulchas erev, less the chosh lohod a Rabbi Akiva. But not chayish for Rabbi Akiva shite. So memelos of a person is nois neiruve, bebeis haknesses, seems to say a aloche of a mokim aroi ledire, gabi tis aloche of a eruvi tchumim. So memele, so the whole area is kedal dal dal. There's no difference where you put the eret. Zot Rashi, veveiknishte devei aguva, beis haknesses godol hoya, vekuloi muvla baalpayim shol tchum mavrach. Vein lo yechoshishin lohoylecha eret vatsoif oyle nicheisham, the svir le rabbonan, the kim de munach ba'avir mechitzis mahalchen es kulo, so memela, why it's no difference where you put the Erev. You have your Alpayim outside. Govul beitvei, hemiku oid lahami da Erev, atzaif, elanichay sham. Ki heiche de lishto chutvei, domi mokim ha Erev beisu limdoi. You're gonna start counting from the mokim ha Erev, so memela. So the further down you'll put it, the more schusei hilach tchumim you'll get. Pargo choylik al chachomimata, be'erev in les tachosh lod Rabbi Kiva, de kaimun aloche kedubrei hameikul be'erev, zog taisves les tachosh lod Rabbi Kiva, de kaimun kedubrei hameikul be'erev, kede perish bekuntres, atrumen rabbonne, kede perash, teperk mishay tziyu. Hodron aloch keitzed ma'avron, zog te mishne. Hador im ha'akum bechotzo. The person is living with one guy in a chotzer. That means there's two people living in the chotzer. Two houses, he is in one house and the guy is in the other house. They both use a common chotzer. Oy im misha einay moide be'eret, or kusi, harei ze oyser olo, so the guy will aser to take out from the bayis to the chotzer. Abeleza ben Yaakov oyma lo oylom einay oyser. If you'll have such a situation, one guy and one yid living in two batim and one chotzer, he won't aser. That means if there are three in the chotzer, there are two yidin and one guy, then this guy will create problems. Let us see Rashi. Hador ima akum o imi she'enei moide be'erev kusi, kedama beperek bakel ma'ar. Oysa olov letaltel mi beisei lochotzer, at she yisker heimenu rishu she yesh loy bechotzer. So by a goy or a kusi, you have to be, there there's no dina beru bechatzeres, there you have to be soicher the rishu she yesh in the chotzer. That is what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds at she beis Yisrael mdor be beis bat, ve oisrim zel zeh. Uboin la'ariv b'neim. And now they want to make a ruvi chatzeres. Ha'akom oisalem. Now you have a goy there also. Then you have problems with the goy. Aval ala yochid, einoi oisal, ubigmorim eforish taime. Why does the goy aser if there's another yid there, and he doesn't aser if there isn't, if he's the only one together with the yid? Yeah. Omaram gamliyo. Maise b'tzedoiki echot shoyedori moni b'movi b'Yerushalayim. V'omol onu abe maru v'yitziyu es hakelim l'movi ad shelo yoytzi v'yei oser aleichem. Zot Rashi. Maise b'tzedoiki echot kesover am gamliel tzedoiki einei ka'akum v'loidomi l'kusi. The geire aroyi einei ka'akum v'loidomi l'kusi d'geir aroyi sem v'einem geirem gemurim. A goy and a kusi, you have to be soicha reshus from them. Avo tzedaiki Yisraelu, v'nepach l'minus. V'einai moide v'tere shebalpe. Avo kiven di Yisraelu, so you don't have to be soicha the reshus, yocha levata reshus ha bevoishim schiris. So you can get away without schiris, that is, that'll be mevatal as reshus. So maise b'tzedaiki shayedori mono b'movui, ובטר לנו רשוסוי, ני ווז מבטל איז רשוס. ואומר לנו אבא, מרו ויציאו אס הקלם למובי עד שלא יויצי ויוסר עליכם. סו ויציאו כליכם למובי, והחזיקו בוי, כיוון דקידש היוי מיד, כדי שלא יחזו בוי. So it seems this is an oifen to ensure, that means that he holds, that even though a person was mevatel the rishus, if he'll take out his kalim from his rishus, from his bayis into the chotzer, so he's chayzer on the bittel. So v'tach nishtoyin. So he told them, you take out your kalim from your bayis into the chotzer, that's called your magzik already, that's called arzoke in the rishus ha-chotzer and the chaylik ha-tzedoiki, and memeilo now he can't be chayzer anymore. That is how Rabban Gamliel relates the Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda ime beloshen acher. Maru v'osu tzorcheichem b'movoi, ad shelo yoytzi v'yei oser aleichem. Ad shelo yoytzi, keilov trilov, v'yach v'yazik b'shus v'yasem aleichem. Mishmam ino da'inu ka'akum, that's on the Rabban Gamliel. Yeah, if he never did have a goy, some emailer, hakri of charot, avagav the mapik leyosa, don't knock it down, he has their money still. About koponim, so he was mevatel the rishus, but he told them that they should take out their kalim to ensure he shouldn't be chayzer on the bit. Maru vasu tzorcheichem b'movui, so Rashi says, mi bo'oid yoim. Whatever you have to do, do mi bo'oid yoim. The Bishabis lay mahani luchu hai bitl. This bitl won't help in Shabbos. Shemo yoitzi v'yeser aleichem. Because in Shabbos, he might go and take out. The Kosovar Rabbi Yehuda, afagav derziku b'neimovi b'movi, tchila motzila durebe. He says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though they're marzik in the movi, he could still be chayzer. So he could be chayzer. So the mail it says, Maru vasu tzachaychem b'movi. Kevege asks, why Rashi is to say mi bo'idyoin? Not mi bo'idyoin, we could say Maru and Shabbos also. The Iker is chaparayin before he's mevato, but doesn't have to be mi bo'idyoin. It could be chaparayin till he's mevato. Let us see the first Taisus. Hado, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Oimer Achiyu Beis Yisraelim Oisra. Now, the Mishnah spoke about two people, Ha'akum or Akusi. And according to the Tanakhama, both Asa. Anyone Asa, even though there's a Yid in one of them. According to Rabbi Lazar, you need two Yid in one of them. Now, what is Rabbi Lazar going on? Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Oimer Achiyu Beis Yisrael and Oisrim. Mashma datavayu kor Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. He's going Ha'akum va'akusi. That Akusi will also only answer if there are two Yid. Now, Bigmore Meforish, the time of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, what is the svar of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov? One guy doesn't answer. One guy and one Yid. Two Yid and a guy, then he answers. So he holds like this. Me Iker Adin, Diris Akum, is not called a Dir. So Memele, Miker Adin, he doesn't answer. The reason they said that you have to be Soicha and you have to have problems with the guy, Shela Yilmed Me Myself. So Memele, that's why they put in this monkey wrench, that he shouldn't be a Shochen with a guy. Aye, what is the difference of one Yid and two Yid? So the Gemara says, the Kivin Ba'akum Choshed HaShvichas Domi. So Memele, this would be a very Natshchir Dikizach to have a Yid and a guy in the same Chotzer. So Memele, since it's Natshchir, so they want Goyza that he has to be Soicha the Rishus from the guy. Abo bitre, if you have two Yidin already, the Shrichi, the Dairi, then you could have two Yidin will live already with a Goy. Then it's a Milsa de Shrich, a Milsa de Shrich, there were Goys. Gosel barabon and Shema Yilmed Mimais. Fine, that is Pshat in Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So the whole thing is a Gzeire Shema Yilmed Mimais, but there only were Goys by Milsa de Shrich, the Savei Milsa de Shrich, by one Yid and one Goy. Vim Taim Afektois Ves, Vareikusim, the Lechshidi Ashvichas Don. Afektois Amir de Kekashim. Eisa Sabishloime by a Goy, there's a Cheshman, they only answered Shema Yilmed Mimaisa by a Milsa de Shrich. Oba, and with living one Yid and one Goy is a Milsa de Loi Shrich, because it's Choshed on Shvichas Don. Oba, a Goy met a Kusi, it's Shriach to live one Yid with a Kusi, because a Kusi is not Choshed on Shvichas Don. Is Lachayra, that's Taisvus Kasha, but Taisvus, so why did Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov say? Loilam and Isa Cheshne Israel and Moslem Zerzefilo by a Kusi also. By a Kusi, a fellow one Kusi should answer, since this is a Milsa de Shrich and is a Shema Yumad Mimaisa. That's why he says, Kashvay Kusim, Lechshidi Ashvich is done. Beloy, Arabi, Kedemucha, Bekam, the Mesech Sabay Dizor, Shema Midim Behemer, Bepundakoy, Shal Kusim, Mimishyachtim, Imon. So the Natchoshin, and Rabi, the Natchoshin, and Shvich is done, Mishyachtim, Imon. In Cain, Shrichi the diary, she could live one Yid with one Kusi. Nigzel Bechad. Ve'ein lo'im ed Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov sova de Kusim gerei aroyisein. So the Taki Goyim. Lo'chshidi, afilo man diyama gerei aroyisein lo'chshidi. Afilo gerei aroyis, which aloch is still have aloch of a goy, but al naf choshud, an shvich is domit. But the poor choshud, b'vay de Zora, aloh mi b'raise. Dosalim kebehem medake lekusim, v'reitz lechich mitoykach, v'tayim imishum dosi lezbuni la'akam, v'loim imishum dachshidi. V'amai dume bekusim gerai rois geras emes, heim pligi. So maybe that's why Yasa. So why says, v'lo yold kusim gerai rois, but they're not choshuk, they're not like goy. So bekitza, we have a problem. Kusim are not like goy, so it's shchichi to live with them. So it's shchichi to live with them, so why did Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov say that they only, you have to be soicha from them only if they are to eat? Vaymeri, the iker takone mishum akomiskan, shem yilmed mimaisa. V'loi mishum tzdoiki v'kusi. That means the whole gzeire to begin with For Tzdaiki and Akusi, there wouldn't be Geyser Shema Yilmed Mimaisa. So the whole Shema Yilmed Mimaisa started from a Goy. But since they made a Gzeira Shema Yilmed Mimaisa, Vosalami Bikusi. But the Gzeira would not originate by a Kusi or Tzdaiki. Would only originate by a Goy. So since the whole Yisr of Kusim is only Agav Akum, Lehichme Bem Yisr, Mina Akum. So just like Akum Gufa, they only were Geyser. If there's two Yidnin in a Goy, so Memele, so the Gzeire of Kusi, which is only Agav Akum, also only applies by two Yidnin and a Kusi.